will start off this fireside chat by telling you this is going to be one completely weird interview.
I get that a lot.
Not because of Chelsea. It's just because we're going to talk about something that Chelsea really can't talk about. So there are your ground rules. Let's see where this goes from here. I'd like you to introduce Chelsea Ness, who is Vice President of Human Resources at Integra Technologies. You know that Integra has been in the news recently, and we'll get to that in a minute. But first, I wanted to have Chelsea give us your 1 to 2 minute bio of who you are and how you got here.
Okay. Chelsea Ness, VP of HR at Integra Technologies. Like Kirk said, I have been with Integra since December of 2016. I, like probably quite a few of you, did not know what Integra was or that it even existed here in Wichita, Kansas. So most of my background is in HR supporting the healthcare industry. Got a call one day, and it was from Brett at Integra, and he said, "Hey, I want to show you something. I want to talk to you about what we're doing." And I said, "Wait, what? You're doing what in Wichita?" Went to visit, got a tour, and joined the team in December of 2016. And it has been a very interesting time with Integra. So I'm sure Brett would say the same thing with me, because I don't know if he knew what he was getting into. But really, we've done a lot, and we have doubled in size. We acquired a group in California, which, if anybody's done business in California, that's fun. A lot of fun, right? And so really what we did when we acquired that group is we doubled in size. And so really enjoyed the ride so far.
Great. I'm going to start by asking you to tell us the two-minute story of Integra Technologies, how it was founded, how long it's been around. You mentioned Silicon Valley location. Talk about number of employees and basically what Integra does.
Okay. I'll try to put it into a nutshell because it is very detailed. And luckily, we have engineers who do most of that stuff. But we have been an employee-owned company. Well, actually, we go back 40 years. So this year's our 40th anniversary right here in Wichita. So headquarters are here on Rock Road. We're maybe half a mile if it wasn't so crummy outside. I could have walked over. But we're just around the corner, and we have about close to 500 people between the two locations, about half here and about half are in Milpitas. Now, we did have we did double in size when we acquired that group in 2017, so not too long after I joined, we acquired that group. And we are the largest OSAT in the United States. So what that means is we provide outsourced semiconductor assembly and testing. I knew I was going to do that, OSAT. And what we do is we will test anything, any chip. We do die prep. We do analysis. We do destructive physical analysis. We do failure analysis. And basically, our customers provide the chip to us, or we may procure that chip for them. And we will do testing on it to make sure that it will pass whatever it is the customer needs. Our customers are very... They enjoy a customized package that we offer to them with our services. So you're not going to take what we're doing and send it overseas. A chip that comes out of my phone, if this fails, my phone goes in the trash, right? We just replace it. It's disposable. But what we're doing is we're testing the parts for rockets that are going up in the air, for pacemakers in somebody's chest. So those are the things you don't want to malfunction. And so that's what our customers know. What we bring to them is we have that home-based, high-quality, zero-defect mentality, and we customize for the customers.
Okay, that's a great explanation. And just think of that 100 times larger from what they are now is what Integra, maybe not 100 times, but what Integra is proposing to do with the federal government. And that's part of why Chelsea can't really talk about a lot of things today. She really can't talk about Integra's future. That's kind of the basis of where we are. Once Integra I'm not even sure when this process started, and you probably can't say, but once this process started to become this federal contract, they had to sign a non-disclosure agreement, or the same thing as a non-disclosure agreement, that they can't really talk about it. So Chelsea's not allowed. If I were to ask her, how many employees are you expecting to hire? She can't tell me. She can't tell us. When do you expect to open? She can't tell us. When do you expect the funding to come through? She can't tell us. Vera Bothner, who most of you know, does strategic communications for Integra, and I half expected Vera to be in a corner somewhere with a whistle, ready to blow that damn whistle if I asked a question that Chelsea can't answer. So I'm going to tell you, I can tell you about the project. This is reporting that we've done, and this is reporting that came from what Integra was telling the public before they signed on to the federal application to get CHIPS Act funding. I'm getting that right.
Yes, very well put, Kurt. Good job.
Thank you. Okay, so it became public that Integra Technologies was going for this federal funding in February of 2023. The project is a $1.8 billion total cost. They're proposing to build a 1 million square foot facility in Bel Air at the southeast corner of K-254 and Rock Road. So imagine that, and there's really nothing going on right now, but there will be, hopefully, in a few years. It is estimated to create 2,500 jobs with an average salary of $51,000. So when we asked in the last panel about new jobs coming into town, that's a lot of what we're talking about. A Wichita State University study says the project will add an additional 3,100 jobs in the community, so even more. The state of Kansas is providing $304 million in incentives. I forget the name of the program. I didn't write it down. There are tax incentives, tax increment finance district, and other incentives from the city of Bel Air. Sedgwick County has also kicked in $500,000. Thank you, Ryan Beatty, for workforce development. And like Chelsea did say, they make semiconductor chips for uses in smartphones, cars, computers, all kinds of equipment, including military stuff. It's being called the second largest investment in state's history. More than 500 customers already for Integra, is that right? Okay, and that will obviously go up. And training for a lot of these jobs will just explode through WSU Tech, Workforce Alliance, and others. But all of this is contingent on CHIPS Act funding from the U.S. Department of Commerce. The original timeline was Integra was hoping to have the AOK on that and the check written and in the bank by last summer or early fall. That did not happen. And I think you can just kind of shrug your shoulders and say, politics. But now you get into a political season, it's even more politics. So Chelsea would probably like to tell us when she thinks it might happen, but she can't. So that's kind of an update on what she is involved with and what the project is. So the questions I'm going to be asking are about talent now with a large company which has 500 employees, but you can also think in the back of your mind, they may have 3,000 employees in a few years. So I'm wondering if the HR department's going to grow, but you probably can't talk about that.
Well, I sure hope so.
Okay, that's more than I thought I'd get. And we're not trying to get something out of Chelsea from this that, you know, oh my God, she violated the NDA.
I caught her.
So she has to be careful, and we certainly will respect that. You can't talk about future professionals you're trying to hire, but talk about professionals that you do try to bring to Wichita for the semiconductor work that is a pretty big specialty. How do you try to recruit those professionals to the city and to Integra?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's difficult. It's a lot of the things that were talked about in the panel. I was looking back at some of the more recent semiconductor professionals that we've brought in, and we're talking tenured, and you're recruiting from Micron and Intel and HG and some of these very large companies, Dell, Texas Instruments. And really what we're looking at is we're pulling from the more traditional semiconductor regions, like the Bay Area. I mean, everybody knows the semiconductor region, that's where you go. That's the Bay Area. That's where our company is out there. It's considered Silicon Valley. But you're also talking individuals from the Austin area. You're talking Boston. You're talking Arizona. You're talking Oregon, Pocatello, Idaho. You know, so you're looking at individuals from really all of these different areas that have a large semiconductor presence. And then not only do we sell to them, if we're bringing them to Wichita, we're selling them what Integra has to offer, but Wichita as well. And so that's where our recruiting team comes in, and they really have to spend a lot of time getting to know the candidate. What's important to them? Are they single and they're 30, and these are the things that they're interested in? Are they looking for sports? Are they looking for the arts? Do they have a family? Do they have a spouse that they're bringing with them? Do they have kids that are special needs? Can we connect them with resources in the community? But we've done a lot of the things that the panel members had talked about, was getting to know them and connecting them into the community. Over the last year, actually since Wendy has been on board with us, she just celebrated 1 year with us, we have brought in 7 high-level semiconductor, highly experienced professionals, and it's very interesting. We get a lot of questions when Wendy reaches out and says, hey, did you know that we're here and this is what we do? They go, you're in where? You're in Kansas? Don't you guys have tornadoes? We get that a lot. Don't you guys have tornadoes? No, we don't have tornadoes. I know Kansas from Wizard of Oz. Do you guys have a dog named Toto? Do you guys all have cows? She got that one last week. You guys have cows. No, we don't all have cows. But it's really connecting with those individuals. And when I say 7 highly skilled, highly tenured, highly experienced semiconductor professionals, that's pretty big for a company our size to bring that experience into Wichita. And then guess what? They're going to bring their friends, and they're going to bring their former coworkers, and then they share that information, but they also bring their families. And so it really is about that connection with them to see what it is that's important to them and how do we tie them into Wichita as well as Integra.
Have you found that there are certain types of engineers that you can get here more easily than others, like married with a family, single and in their 20s? What have you found?
Boy, Kirk, I wish we could say it was... It varies. It really does, because the thing about somebody who's bringing their family is you're not dealing with just one individual and making sure that everything fits right for them, but you're dealing with at least 2 individuals. And, you know, sometimes they may be happy with the opportunity, but if the spouse isn't happy with that opportunity, it's not going to work. You know, and we really want people who are going to tie in. We have found that if we talk to them and they say, hey, you know what, I want to look at a house, we're going to get them in touch with a realtor. We'll bring them in for several days. We'll bring their spouses. We'll bring their family members. And we'll do what we can to show them the community as well as Integra. Mm-hmm. So it's really not this works for this one. And this works for this one. It really is very personalized.
Something I asked the last panel, how do you sell Wichita to those professionals who could be in the Bay Area, could be in Austin,
yes,
glamorous, more sexy places than Wichita?
Yes, absolutely. Wichita is not the first place you think of. I will tell you, if we can get them here, they're amazed at the difference. We'll say, how was your drive to work this morning? They're like, oh my gosh, it took me 20 minutes. I mean, at the most, what, 30 minutes to get here. And if they're coming from the Austin area, it might take them an hour and a half to get to work. And so those are the things. But it's getting them here that we can really tie them in. But leading up to that, we've partnered with GWP. We're using the Choose Wichita website. We're sharing those things with them so that they know ahead of time what we have to offer. We're taking them to the zoo. We're taking them to Exploration Place. If we've got interviews going on site, we're going to have that potential new hire on site all day to interview. We want to make sure their family members have things to do. We want them to see the community. We want them to visit schools. And so it does go back to that personalized touch.
Talk about how you initiate contact with places like the Chamber and the partnership to get some of that help.
Well, the partnership that we've had with those groups has, it's been a big focus over the last, I'd say, probably year and a half to 2 years. We've really amped that up. And a part of what they have provided to us is an opportunity to say, hey, we really like what you guys have, but we need to see more of this and this and this. And so we've been able to work with those groups to be able to take the message that they're sharing that might be more focused on aerospace, perhaps, and then be able to tweak it some so it resonates with the individuals that we're bringing in. Most recently, we put three videos together. I think I shared this with you, Kirk, and that was part of our work with those partnerships. And those videos are some of our newer recruits, and one of them is he's a single guy who moved, an engineer who moved here recently, and then we have one that him and his wife moved here, and then we have another one that brought his family here. And all three of them were able to basically provide testimonial on what was it about Wichita, not just Integra, but what was it about Wichita that sold them to move their families here. And I think those are the kinds of things that resonate with anybody, whether it's a very high-level senior principal engineer, whether it's more of an entry level. They want to see themselves in what this person is experiencing, and they want to see how they tie into that.
Talk about your growth over the past few years, not future growth, but how much you've grown, and what are some of the success stories that go along with that?
Some of the success stories that go along with our growth. Oh, boy. I would say that, you know, I can give an example of one of our more recent hires. We actually, he's our VP of quality, and he's a very highly experienced individual that moved here a year ago. He's just been here for 1 year, and he's actually one that did a video for us. And you know what he's doing is he's coming in, he's got some great fresh ideas. He's got great experience. And I think as an organization, it's very easy to get into the, well, this is how we do it. This is what we do. This is how we do it. And then when you bring in those fresh eyes, they're the ones who say, but why do we do it that way? And can we do it this way? And so that's where we learn and grow. That's where we start to think outside of the box. So bringing in the highly skilled, experienced individuals in are the ones who really bring in those fresh eyes. And it's a challenge, right? It's a challenge to the culture. It's a challenge to everybody else because you go, I don't know, why do we do it that way? And so we've had it's been a really good opportunity to bring him in because he's been able to do those things and bring that experience with him.
Mm-hmm. Brett Robinson, when he was able to talk about the project before all, you know, everybody had to go quiet, talked about the training involved to hiring so many people. So I'll ask it this way. For the non-engineers who are the ones doing the manufacturing, whether it's years into the future or now, you're having to train many of these people. How is the training getting done now?
We have a training group that does our training on site. And depending on the position, depends on the training. We do have a program for our operators. It's an entry level, and this is probably our most exciting thing, is that we have a number of entry level operator positions that we fill. And what we do is we bring in individuals who don't necessarily have a career path, don't necessarily want to go to college, maybe don't have the means to go to college, aren't sure what they want to do, but we bring them in, and as long as they want to come to work every day and they want to learn, we're able to train them. So initially, it's a two-week program to get them started, and then that we continue with the mentorship when they're out on the floor, and then we have quarterly training, and so that training isn't just at the very front end. And the training department works very closely with every position that we have that comes in, works with the training department, and they work through the track that applies to their position.
How much training, is there training that's done outside the company that maybe somebody has gone through WSU Tech or whatever entity to get trained into the job? Does that happen quite often?
It does somewhat, yes.
Okay.
It depends on the role, and it depends on the person, and it depends on what the immediate needs of the business are. But we do also, we've provided opportunity for some of our current employees who want to do more, and maybe this would be an opportunity that Integra could invest in this individual to go to WSU Tech maybe and get their electronics degree, and then bring that information back and share that at work.
Mm-hmm. We talked on the last panel about company culture. Have you seen that your company culture has changed or moved in a different path as the company has grown? I know you've only been there a limited time, 7-8 years. But what do you see as the company grows in terms of wanting to stay how we are as we are?
I would absolutely say that the company has, we have been on a culture journey. We have made a concerted effort to make sure that we focus more on not just getting from A to B, but how do we get there? And part of that is built into our recruiting. You know, we want to bring people in who not just fit the culture, but may challenge the culture. Maybe, help us think outside of the box. We really focused a lot on being able to demonstrate on our website, being able to demonstrate what our workforce looks like. You know, the panel did a great job of talking about, the messaging that you put out there. We focused on social media to show who we are as a company, who we are as Integra, what's important to us. And I think that has come out on the recruitment side as well, because it's absolutely a part of why people choose to go to any company is the culture.
As an employee-owned company, is it easier to not hammer in, but preach that culture, to live that culture within the ranks?
I think it is. I think it's a different satisfaction, is that knowing that the company's success directly impacts me, and what I do directly impacts the company. And so every single person, we all know that every employee affects everybody else at every company, but I think as an employee-owned company, knowing that what I do really does matter, that what I do does affect everyone else, and it does affect the success of the company, I think that does create a difference in the culture for
mm-hmm.
sure.
Are there questions? We just remind you can't ask about the project itself, but are there questions out there that we can answer about Integra? Why don't you go ahead?
Yeah. So when you're recruiting from larger, maybe more diverse, more established markets, what are some of the challenges on recruiting A-plus talent to the Wichita market, and how do you overcome that?
I would say probably one of our biggest challenges is salary, honestly, because if I'm in California, the cost of living for me is at least 40% higher, probably more, depending. And so part of what we do when we're working through that is we have to determine how we're going to be able to pay in the market, obviously. But we also, again, going back to what does Wichita have to offer, it's kind of a hard sell to tell somebody, hey, to come here, you're going to take a 40% cut in pay, But if we can also tie in the cost of living, we can show them what the house that you live in right now is this much. This is what it would cost here. But I'm not going to pretend that it's easy at all, because we do lose people sometimes if they go, I'm just not really too sure about that. But the cost of living differences and the Choose Wichita resources have been really helpful in that aspect.
Chelsea, thanks so much. We didn't violate anything. Vera Bothner has a sigh of relief right now wherever she is. How about a round of applause for Chelsea Ness?
Thank you. Thank you.